Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Kentucky's only ethanol plant is producing more than 45 million gallons annually of renewable fuel following the third expansion of the Hopkinsville-based facility. Commonwealth Agri-Energy President Mick Henderson says the latest expansion was completed in the summer of 2018.
We've expanded to 45 million gallons a year. It started December of 2017. That's when the board of directors approved the expansion. And the expansion costs, and we've pretty much spent the money, and we've got to the capacity. We're running a little bit higher than the 45 million, but still trying to troubleshoot some of the details. Major piece of equipment all done about August. Between August and December, pretty much record months.
Henderson says part of the expansion improved the efficiency of the refining process.
We met all the criteria for the expansion from the federal EPA. Efficient producer pathway requirements meant our process had to be 20% lower carbon score than gasoline, 2005 gasoline, and we achieved that last year.
He adds that the plant is using more corn grown by Kentucky farmers.
If you go back 3 years ago, we were using about 12 million bushels a year. Today we're using 15 million bushels a year, which is 45,000 bushels a day, 45 truckloads of corn per day. And that's on average. That's average 365 days a year.
We'll continue our conversation in a moment.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, that is excellent.
Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
My boys are the 10th generation to farm in Kentucky.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table is a good product.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. You're getting an excellent quality product.
We believe in what we produce. We feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Commonwealth Agri-Energy President Mick Henderson says the expansion means more ethanol per bushel of corn.
The yield on ethanol is always a direct impact to your profitability. And we're achieving best practices ethanol yield, 2.85 to 2.9 gallons per bushel. That's undenatured. Denatured is almost 3 gallons per bushel today.
He adds the expansion means an increase in three other products that come from the plant as well.
For every bushel of corn you process, about 17 pounds is going to be distiller's grain. We also have about a pound a bushel as 0.9 pounds a bushel of distiller's corn oil. Mm-hmm. So the distiller's corn oil, distiller's grain, ethanol, and CO2 all increased, relatively speaking, proportional to the number of bushels we processed.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.